going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
LA's Olympic venues are coming into view.
Super iconic to host, baseball and Dodger Stadium. And just our venues are amazing, gymnastics at Crypto and flag football at BMO and obviously track and field at the Coliseum.
Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball has special meaning this year.
It means that Jackie had an idea of what we had to confront. We had to confront segregation. And in many ways, we're still confronting it. But it's worth it.
That's really cool. It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar right there. Welcome to the LA Local for this Monday Junior, otherwise known as Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. It's also tax filing deadline day. The fun never ends on this Tuesday. The LA Local is brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your elite athlete host, Jonathan Service. I did play softball for years at the fields in the Sepulveda Basin, site of Olympic competitions in 2028. So that basically makes me an Olympic-level athlete, right? Right? Sure. Let's go with that. Good to have you along with us today. Coming up on the podcast, elephants teach us a thing or two about community and cooperation and how they responded to yesterday's earthquake near San Diego. And shortly after the Defense Department tried to wipe out his webpage, Major League Baseball honors the legendary Jackie Robinson. But let's start with a tour across LA and Orange counties to spot all of the venues hosting Olympic events in 2028. It will definitely take a village to host the Olympics in 3 years' time, as the games will be spread out all across our region. Los Angeles might be the official host city, but all of Southern California is pitching in for this one. Just a quick rundown of some of the venue highlights. We've got boxing at the Peacock Theater at LA Live, baseball at Dodger Stadium, gymnastics at Crypto, surfing in San Clemente, beach volleyball and rowing on the Long Beach waterfront, cricket at the Pomona Fairgrounds, equestrian events at Santa Anita, rugby in Carson, and as an OG Valley boy myself, this one has me especially stoked, the Sepulveda Basin, hosting BMX, skateboarding, and squash. KNX producer Jeff Blodgett talked about all of it with Olympic gold medal swimmer Janet Evans, who also happens to be the chief athletic officer for the organizing committee, LA 28.
We've been working really hard on making sure that the greater Los Angeles area, our communities, other counties have the opportunity to experience the Olympic Games and also, quite frankly, the Paralympic Games when they come a couple weeks later. We have sports going into the Valley. We have surfing down in San Clemente at Trestles. We have some sports in Long Beach. And so today was an incredible announcement, and we have so many great things in the city of Los Angeles. I'm just coming from Universal Studios, where we're putting squash at Courthouse Square on the Universal Studio lot. So introducing a new sport to the Olympic Games on an incredible venue and incredible backdrop. So excited to bring the Olympic spirit back to the city of Los Angeles and also the Paralympic spirit. And it's time to get excited. We've been talking about this for a long time, but today's one of the days where it's time to start thinking that the Olympics and Paralympics are coming really soon. And we're getting it done over here at LA 28, and we're all very excited.
Yeah, and you grew up in Orange County, so, to have the Olympics, coming down there for a few events, what does that mean to you personally?
Being from Orange County, and listen, the 1984 Olympics were what inspired me. I was 12 years old. I went to opening ceremonies. I went to swimming on the USC campus, and that made me go back down to my little town of Placentia in North Orange County and really listen to KNX on the way to morning workout with my dad at 4:30 in the morning every morning, and start swimming and training. And I was inspired by 84, and so for me, this has really come full circle.
Obviously, you live in Orange County, Los Angeles area. You know how traffic is a big problem. And obviously, everyone's not going to be heading to a certain area. It's going to be spread out, and that'll help alleviate the traffic problems that could come with this.
Absolutely. I think everyone's going to have their touch of Olympic and Paralympic spirit in their area and their region. And like I said, I think it builds a whole new legion of fans, right? Like, we're having surfing at Trestles in San Clemente. Like, maybe you never watch surfing, but you get to go to San Clemente and watch some surfing. Or you get to go to the fairgrounds in Pomona to see cricket come back to the Olympic Games, right? And so everyone has a little part of it, and everyone can take pride in it.
And also Dodger Stadium, right? Hosting baseball, which is
Yes.
really exciting.
Super iconic to host, baseball in Dodger Stadium, and just our venues are amazing. Gymnastics at Crypto, and flag football at BMO, and obviously track and field at the Coliseum, which is going to be the third time the Coliseum has hosted track and field at the Olympics, right? So it's just like you look around, and this is what happened when we were bidding so many years ago. You look around at all of the iconic venues in our region, and you think, wow, you know what I mean? I used to sit at USC football games and think, well, this is a really great football game, but I can't wait to bring the Olympics back, right? Because that's what I remember the Coliseum as, right? And so just the opportunity for athletes to have world-class facilities to compete in, and fans from all over the world that call Los Angeles home, right? Those are the things that are so great, and why the Olympics is, such a great spot in Los Angeles.
I'm as jaded and cynical as the next journalist, but I have to admit, I'm going to be really excited to see the Olympics come to the San Fernando Valley. Could it get any cooler than Olympic skateboarding in the valley? Far out, man. Totally. All right, let's get some business out of the way right now and then get back to it. On the flip side, we get an explanation for why elephants were quite literally circling the wagons in that viral video from the San Diego Zoo yesterday, and why Jackie Robinson Day feels especially meaningful this year. It's the LA Local. Be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service. In the aftermath of yesterday's 5.2 earthquake northeast of San Diego, you might have seen the viral video of the African elephants at the zoo, who, as the shaking started to get serious, formed a defensive ring around the youngest elephants in the herd. It was a reminder of how smart and aware these animals are, and a reminder never to mess with elephants. KNX producer Donald Morrison called up Christy Burtis at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park in Escondido to get a better understanding of what the elephants were doing as the quake hit.
Well, this was a really great opportunity for us to share natural behavior that elephants exhibit, both here at the safari park and in the wild. And so I was actually outside at the time, and so I experienced a loud boom. And when I'm watching the video, it seems as though the elephants also heard that sound. And you see them start to quickly gather in a line, and then they move into a alert circle formation. So placing their hind ends and into the center of the circle, and then everybody is alerted outwards. That way they have a 360-degree view to ascertain what a potential threat could be. Another thing that's really interesting is if you watch the video, you'll notice one of our younger elephants is moved into the center. So this is a way to protect the youngest of the herd.
It shows you how smart elephants are.
Oh, they're incredibly smart, and I think there's so much that we learn from them. One of those is, much like all of us, you know, we were first stopping and trying to understand what was happening, and then quickly, it's an earthquake. Here at the safari park, we have an emergency plan, so we went right into action. You know, elephants demonstrating this behavior, it's not about the individual, it's about the group, about the herd.
Yeah, and that was going to kind of be my next question, which is they all teamed up to protect each other. It wasn't just, you know, let's just drop in every elephant for itself.
That's right. We're stronger together. So they demonstrate this protective behavior. And like I mentioned before, placing the younger, probably the more vulnerable elephants in the herd in the center. If I was an elephant, that's where I'd want to be.
You know, when there is like a larger earthquake, perhaps, what is the, is there any kind of evacuation procedure or process for the animals?
We do have a full emergency evacuation plan for all of our animals. And it's different based on the species, the habitat, and the ability to, you know, to first make sure humans are safe. But yes, we have a lot of plans in place for any type of emergency.
Yeah, because I imagine it's not easy to move all those animals, especially like large ones like a giraffe or an elephant.
Or an elephant, absolutely. Not easy. But you also notice that they move in towards the center of the habitat. This could be due to a number of reasons. One, was it the closest place for all elephants to come together at once? It is in the center of the habitat, so a great viewpoint for them to be able to see all around them and make sure they're not in a vulnerable position.
Finally, on today's local, it's Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball, which, in my opinion, is the coolest thing the MLB does every season, where every player wears the retired number 42 to honor the man who broke the color barrier in professional baseball. Out of Chavez Ravine, players from the Dodgers and their opponent tonight, the Colorado Rockies, all gathered around the Jackie Robinson statue this afternoon to hear Kareem Abdul-Jabbar talk about Jackie and how his bravery paved the way for people like Kareem to play basketball in the NBA. Just about a month ago, Jackie Robinson was in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. The Defense Department, under orders from the Trump administration, scrubbed Jackie's webpage, which had been honoring his service in the Army during World War II. While the webpage was eventually restored, it spoke to the challenges we still face in overcoming intolerance and hate, the same issues Jackie had to confront back in 1947. KNX News anchor Rob Archer talked about it with Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, based in Kansas City.
Yeah, no, I absolutely think that this year takes on an even deeper meaning. And, you know, I've always applauded Major League Baseball and the Players Association for what they've done to make sure that the legacy of Jackie Robinson played on for all of us to embrace and celebrate. But this year, it just hits a little bit differently. There's no question about that. And it also speaks to why a cultural institution like the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum is so important. Because if you don't have these facilities, then the risk of losing history, it becomes so imminent. And we cannot allow that to happen. And of course, Jackie's incredible career we're celebrating the moment that he broke the color barrier in baseball. But as you know, his career is so much more profound than just that single episode that took place April 15th, 1947. And so, yeah, that was absolutely cause for concern. I was glad to see the information was replaced and put back. But again, it just reminds us of just how fragile history can be in this day and age.
When he broke that barrier back then, what did he go through, and how would it be similar, do you think, to some of the efforts today to deny diversity, equity, and inclusion?
Well, I think it's very difficult for most of us to fathom what Jackie went through because, and I talk about this a lot because we understand the immense racial hatred that he had to endure. And it was real. I mean, people came to the ballpark, as my dear friend, the late, great Buck O'Neill would say, you had the haters who came to the ballpark. They were not baseball fans. They came expressly to boo Jackie and say these mean-spirited things. So the racial and social pressure was tremendous. But the other side of the equation that doesn't get talked about was that Jackie was carrying the hopes and aspirations of 21 million black folks who were also counting on him to succeed. Because had he failed, an entire race of people would have failed. And that's an enormous amount of pressure for any one man to have to bear in a game, as you well know, that is predicated on failure. He can't fail. No, he can't fail. And I don't know if you can just wrap your arms around how challenging that had to be for him. I asked his daughter, Sharon, once. I said, do you think your father really understood what he was about to walk into? Because it's hard for me to even fathom that someone would willingly take on that kind of acrimony. And the grace, class, and dignity in which he handled it is just exceptional.
It was a fantastic interview. Bob Kendrick, president of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. In the 78 years since Jackie Robinson made history as the first black American to play professional baseball, it's telling and more than a little bit depressing that we're still dealing with a lot of the same societal issues that Jackie did. This has been the LA Local for Tuesday, April 15th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Jonathan Service, your host. See you tomorrow.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.